Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. I hope you had a very happy holiday season so far. I hope that you're having a good week so far, and now we are in that weird week between Christmas and New Year. No idea what day it is. No idea what's supposed to be going on that day. Do we have another party today? Do we have something going tonight? Can we start drinking at 10 a.m. again? Is that socially acceptable? I have no idea what day it is. It is the day before New Year's, which of course means tonight the ball will be dropping. We will be saying goodbye to 2025, and we will be making those New Year's resolutions that will be lasting 2-3 weeks, something like that. Not nearly as long as we're hoping for. Well, today on The Dose, we have something a little bit different for you, because we've been doing this for years now, and I promise you, this is not meant to be a sad show, but we usually take the final show of the year, and we look back at the previous year, and we look back at the sports personalities that we actually lost over the previous year. And again, it's not meant to be sad, but without fail, for one, I find person or two that I didn't realize was gone. And two, I always hear from listeners saying, you know, I mentioned someone that had passed over the past year and they had no idea. But you know, in this era of our 30-second attention spans, we do tend to miss these people. And so on our final Daily Dose show of the year, we like to look back and kind of remember what some of these people contributed to the world of sports. Again, it's not meant to be a sad show. It's not meant to bring you down today. It's just kind of meant to remember some of the people we lost that you literally will sit there and go, oh, wow, I kind of forgot that. Or maybe I never even heard that. So right now, let's take a look back at the year that was 2025. And we start off in January, on the 10th of January, when we lost Coach Bill McCartney, who was the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes for 13 seasons from 82 to 94. McCartney compiled a 93-55-5 record. He won three consecutive Big 8 conference titles from 89 to 91. And of course, his 90 team was crowned as national champions by the AP while splitting the title with Georgia Tech in the coaches' poll. McCartney was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2013, and also in 90, he founded the Promise Keepers, an evangelical Christian parachurch organization, and he would eventually step away from coaching to go over to that organization full-time. On the 16th, we lost American baseball catcher and sportscaster Bob Uecker, who served as the play-by-play announcer for the Milwaukee Brewers for 54 seasons. Of course, he did also go into TV and film. Bob Uecker actually signed with his hometown Milwaukee Braves in 1956. He spent several years in the minors. He was mostly a backup catcher, but he played for the Braves, the Cardinals, the Phillies, and the Braves again from 62 to 67. He did win a World Series with the Cardinals. But it's funny because Uecker started that broadcasting career for the Brewers back in 71, and he became known for that self-deprecating humor. Of course, he played Harry Doyle in those Major League movies.
Spawn, a juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his Major League debut.
And it's funny because his persona in that movie was not at all who he was. He was highly intelligent. He was a really, really grounded announcer, really talented guy in the booth. We move on to February, where we lost Faye Vincent, who was an American entertainment lawyer and actually served as the 8th commissioner of baseball from 89 to 92. But you know, it's kind of funny because Faye Vincent took over that job unexpectedly. He had been hired by A. Bartlett Giamatti, who was the acting commissioner, and then Giamatti passed of a heart attack. Of course, Vincent was forced to navigate the league through that earthquake-disrupted World Series back in 89. Vincent would eventually be forced out 3 years later by owners who were intent on a labor confrontation with the players. Also in February, on the 5th, we lost an American pro football player who played wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins when we lost Howard Twilley. Woolley played both in the AFL and the NFL. He played college football for Tulsa and was actually the runner-up for the Heisman back in 65. But you know, Twilley and tackle Norm Evans were the only two players on the original 66 Dolphin squad that played on that 72 team that recorded the only perfect season in NFL history. He was also on the Dolphins team the following year when they won it again. On February 8th, we lost an American professional football player and head coach when we lost Dick Geron. He played 8 seasons in the NFL as safety, 5 with the Lions and 3 with the Bengals. But Geron also served as head coach of the Chicago Bears from 99 to 2003, and then with the Buffalo Bills from 2006 until 2009. You might remember, Geron was actually named the AP Head Coach of the Year back in 2001 after he led the Chicago Bears to a 13-3 record. On the 23rd of February, we lost American sports commentator Al Trautwig. Al Trautwig was a commentator who worked with the MSG Network, ABC, NBC, and NBC Sports Network, as well as the USA Network. He did pregame and postgame shows for the Knicks and for the Rangers, and he did some fill-in play-by-play for both teams. When you heard Al Trautwig on the broadcast, you knew it was probably a big event, and it was probably a New York event. We move forward to March, where on the 12th of March, we lost a former American professional basketball player that was nicknamed the Big O for his large size. He was 6'9", and also the Big O for his weight, because Oliver Miller played college basketball for Arkansas and then was selected by the Phoenix Suns in 92. He played in the NBA from 92 to 98, and then he went on to play overseas. He returned to the NBA briefly in 2000 and 2004, but his career was over by 2010. Oliver Miller passed away at the age of just 54 from cancer. On the 13th of March, we lost American sports writer, author, and sports commentator John Feinstein. Feinstein was a longtime sports reporter at the Washington Post. He wrote numerous books, but he was particularly known for a book by the name of A Season on the Brink, which was published back in 86. It chronicled a season with Bob Knight's Indiana Hoosiers men's basketball team, and it gave us, well, let's just say a disturbing glance at what life with the General was really like behind closed doors. Feinstein wrote a number of books that I would highly recommend. He tells some phenomenal stories in his books. If you're looking for a book to pick up just about sports, go pick up one of Feinstein's. You will be thoroughly entertained. On March 21st, we lost an American boxer, businessman, minister, and actually author. He competed from 67 to 97, nicknamed Big George. We lost George Foreman at the age of 76. He was a 2-time world heavyweight champ and an Olympic gold medalist. He also, of course, was the namesake for the George Foreman grill. Foreman took up amateur boxing and won a gold medal back in 68 at the Summer Olympics. And then he turned around and turned professional and won the world heavyweight title with a stunning second round knockout of then undefeated Joe Frazier in 73. He defended the belt twice before suffering his first professional loss to Muhammad Ali in that Rumble in the Jungle in 74. Foreman would retire after a loss to Jimmy Young in 77. And then, after what he referred to as a born-again experience, Foreman became an ordained Christian minister. 10 years later, he announced a comeback. And in 1994, at 46 years and 169 days old, George Foreman became the oldest world heavyweight champion in history when he knocked out Michael Moore in that stunning upset. We move on to the month of April. And on the 14th, we lost a professional football player who played tight end in the NFL for the New England Patriots, the Los Angeles Raiders, the Minnesota Vikings, and the New York Giants when we lost Don Hasselbeck. Hasselbeck played college football for the Colorado Buffaloes. He earned second-team All-American honors in 75. He was actually selected in the second round of the 77 NFL Draft, and he did win a Super Bowl with the Raiders in the 83 season. On April 23rd, we lost Mongo, who was an American professional football player and professional wrestler. You know him better as Steve McMichael. He was a defensive tackle for 15 seasons in the NFL, primarily for the Chicago Bears, and he was part of that 46 defense that is considered by many to be the best defense ever. He played college football for the Texas Longhorns and was selected by the New England Patriots back in 1980, but they cut him. He would eventually sign with the Bears, where he was a two-time Pro Bowler, a four-time All-Pro, and he was a part of that Super Bowl XX winning squad. Bizarrely, McMichael actually ended his career with the Green Bay Packers. He would go on to some professional wrestling, but we don't really talk professional wrestling here, you know, because it's fake. We move on to the month of May, and on the 21st, we lost American billionaire businessman Jim Irsay, who was the principal owner, chairman, and CEO of the Indianapolis Colts from 97 until he passed in 2025. He was the son of businessman Robert Irsay, who had acquired the Baltimore Colts back in 72 for $12 million. And then after saying he wouldn't do it, he moved them to Indianapolis in 84. Jim Irsay was the general manager of the Colts from 84 to 96. At the time he passed, Forbes estimated Jim Irsay to be worth $4.8 billion. We move on to the month of June, where we lost an American professional football player who played defensive end in the NFL for 20 seasons, primarily with the Minnesota Vikings, when we lost Jim Marshall. Marshall recovered an NFL career record 29 opponent fumbles. He also holds the league career marks for most consecutive starts at 270, most games played at 282. Those are by a defensive player. The Vikings retired his number 70. He was inducted into the Vikings Ring of Honor. You know, Jim Marshall has not yet been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame because the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a collection of idiots. They're too busy inducting like place kickers and punters. But Jim Marshall belongs. It's a crime he's not there. We move on to June 28th, where we lost a professional baseball player that went by the nickname Cobra. Dave Parker played in Major League Baseball as a right fielder from 73 to 91. He was a seven-time All-Star. He also won two National League batting titles and was the 78 NL Most Valuable Player. Parker was a member of two World Series championship teams, winning with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 79 and again with the Oakland A's in 89. Dave Parker was the first American athlete to earn an average of $1 million per year. He signed a five-year, $5 million contract in January of 79. That was big money back in those days. On July 9th, we lost an American basketball coach and executive for the Utah Jazz in the NBA when we lost Frank Layden at the age of 93. Layden was named both the NBA Coach of the Year and the NBA Executive of the Year in 84. He was doing both. Layden was also the head coach of the Utah Stars in the WNBA. You know, there's an old story of Michael Jordan dunking on point guard John Stockton in Utah back in the 80s. And some guy got up and yelled at Mike, "Hey, pick on someone your own size." So the next time down the floor, MJ dunked on 6'11 Mel Turpin and yelled back at the guy, "Was he big enough?" And that man that he was yelling at was Frank Layden, who was an executive running up and down the aisles yelling at MJ. On July 24th, we lost a guy by the name of Terry Gene Bollea. And you're hearing that now and you're saying, who? But you probably know his ring name a little bit better because he was known as American professional wrestler and media personality Hulk Hogan. Widely regarded as one of the greatest and globally most recognized wrestling stars of all time, Hogan won multiple championships in that pretend stuff. He is best known for his work in the WWF and WWE, but of course, we all know him more as his role as Thunderlips in Rocky III when he played a pro wrestler that got into a bit of a tussle with Rocco. Hulk Hogan was 71. On July 28th, we lost Rhino, an American professional baseball player, coach, and manager when we lost Ryan Sandberg. Sandberg played 16 seasons in the MLB as a second baseman for the Phillies and the Cubs. And you know, after a slow start to his career, Sandberg made quite a name for himself back on June 23rd, 1984, when he had a career game, including two home runs in what ended up being known as the Sandberg game. Sandberg established himself as a perennial All-Star and a Gold Glove candidate, making 10 consecutive All-Star appearances and winning 9 consecutive Gold Gloves from 83 to 91. His 989 fielding percentage was a major league record at second base when he retired in 97. Sandberg is also tied with Jose Altuve for the most Silver Slugger awards for a second baseman with 7. In 2005, Ryan Sandberg was elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. We move on to the month of August, where on August 6th, we lost an American football player and coach because Lionel Taylor played professionally as a wide receiver primarily with the Denver Broncos in the AFL, and Taylor led the league in receptions for 5 of the first 6 years of the league's existence. He was the second player to lead a league in receptions for at least 5 seasons, and he's the last to do so. Taylor was also the 3rd wide receiver to reach 500 catches in pro football history, and then became a longtime assistant coach in the league, winning 2 Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers. On the 30th of August, we lost an American professional football player who played linebacker for 14 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys from 63 to 76 when we lost the great Leroy Jordan. Jordan played college football for Alabama and then was selected by the Cowboys in the first round of the 63 NFL draft. He would be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1983. We move on to the month of September, where we lost American college basketball player and coach, George Raveling. You know, Raveling played for Villanova and then would go on to coach Washington State, Iowa, and USC. And you might not realize this, but George Raveling was actually an executive at Nike, and he was key in getting a young guy named Michael Jordan to sign with Nike over Adidas. Raveling is a member of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. On September 5th, we lost American professional baseball player and manager Davey Johnson. Davey Johnson played as a second baseman from 65 to 78, most notably as a member of the Baltimore Orioles dynasty that won 4 American League pennants and 2 World Series titles. Johnson played Major League Baseball from 65 to 75 and then actually went overseas and played a little in Japan before returning and playing again from 77 to 78. He was selected to 4 All-Star teams during his playing career. On September 5th, we lost Canadian professional ice hockey goaltender Ken Dryden. Ken Dryden played for the Montreal Canadiens from 71 to 79. He won the Stanley Cup 6 times. He was elected as a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1983, and then Dryden actually went on to some very big things. He served as a member of Parliament in Canada from 2004 to 2011. He was appointed Minister of Social Development from 2004 to 2006, and he was named an Officer of the Order of Canada in 2017. The NHL commemorated him as one of the league's greatest 100 players, and he received the Order of Hockey in Canada in 2020. On September 14th, we lost a boxer that went by nicknames such as Hitman, the Pride of Hyde, and the People's Champion when we lost British professional boxer Ricky Hatton. Hatton competed from 97 until 2012, and he later worked as a boxing promoter and trainer. During his boxing career, he held multiple world titles in the light welterweight division and won at welterweight. In 2005, he was named Fighter of the Year by Ring Magazine, the Boxing Writers Association of America, and ESPN, and there was actually talk that Hatton might be making a comeback this past year. Instead, Hatton ended up taking his own life at the age of 46. On September 30th, we lost an American basketball player that played just 3 seasons in the NBA for the Vancouver Grizzlies and Washington Wizards. But Lawrence Moten was an All-American college basketball player for the Syracuse Orange, and when he left the program, he was actually Syracuse's leading scorer of all time. We lost Moten at the age of just 53. Hey, remember, you should be stopping by DailyDoseSports.com each week to see what new things we have going on over there. We have links to podcasts, we have links to videos, we have links to new articles every single week, and they have more of a local flavor, so make sure you stop by there. Remember, you can always email the podcast at DailyDoseSports@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're still looking for that one last gift for someone on your list, You can stop by DailyDoseSports.com and get some Daily Dose gear. We've got t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, baseball caps. They've got it all over there. Make sure you're stopping by DailyDoseSports.com. Let's finish off those we lost in 2025, and we move on to the month of October, where we lost American college basketball coach and father of head coach Dan Munson, when we lost Don Munson, who is a high school head coach for 18 years and then college head coach for 14 seasons, 5 at Idaho and 9 at Oregon. He was selected by his peers as National Head Coach of the Year back in 1982. On October 18th, we lost an American professional football player that played running back for 7 seasons in the NFL, primarily with Tampa Bay, when we lost Doug Martin. Martin played college football for the Boise State Broncos. He was selected by the Buccaneers in the first round of the 2012 draft. He was a 2-time Pro Bowler, and Martin was named first-team All-Pro in 2015. He did also play briefly with the Oakland Raiders. But Martin passed in a bizarre incident at the age of 36, and they are attributing that to CTE that he suffered during his playing career. On October 21st, we lost American professional basketball player Rodney Rogers, who played for several teams in the NBA. He played college basketball for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons and was a second-team All-American in 1993. Rogers was selected by the Denver Nuggets in the first round of the 93 draft with the 9th overall pick, and in 2000, he was named the 6th man of the year as a member of the Phoenix Suns. But you know, Rogers did also set one very impressive record. While playing with the Nuggets, he scored 9 points in 9 seconds in a loss to the Utah Jazz. We lost Rodney Rogers at the age of 54. On October 25th, we lost American football player Nick Mangold. Mangold spent his entire 11-year season career as a center with the New York Jets. He played college football for the Ohio State Buckeyes and was selected by the Jets in the first round of the 2006 NFL Draft. Mangold was a 7-time Pro Bowler, but he passed away at the age of 41 from kidney disease. We arrive at the month of November, where we lost an American professional football player and sports broadcaster when we lost Bob Trumpy. Trumpy was a tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFL and NFL from 68 to 77. He was a 2-time Pro Bowler and a 2-time AFL All-Star. Trumpy played college ball for Illinois and for Utah before being selected by the Bengals in the 68 AFL NFL draft. But after his playing career, Trumpy spent many years as a color analyst for NBC, he called 4 Super Bowls, and he was given the Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award in 2014. But you know, I will always remember Trumpy for just being blatantly honest in his criticism of NFL officiating. It was amazing. He pulled no punches. He would tell you exactly what he thought. Staying in November, on the 9th, we lost 2 big names in sports. First, we lost Lenny Wilkins, an American professional basketball player and coach in the NBA. Wilkins was actually inducted 3 times into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. First as a player, then as a coach, and then as a part of the 92 United States Dream Team, where he was an assistant coach. In 1996, Wilkins was named to the NBA 50th Anniversary Team, and in 2021, he was named to the NBA 75th Anniversary Team. In 2022, he was also named to the list of the 15 greatest coaches in NBA history. Being the only person to be on the NBA 75th anniversary list as both a player and as a coach, he is also a 2006 inductee into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Also on the 9th, we lost Paul Tagliabue, who is an American lawyer and ended up being the commissioner of the NFL. He took the position in 1989, and he served until 2006. He had previously served as a lawyer for the NFL, but during his commissionership, the NFL added 4 new franchises. They kept the Saints in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina, and 4 franchises moved cities. Tagliabue postponed games following September 11th and established the World League of American Football in 1989. Tagliabue was elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2020. On November 11th, we lost an American professional basketball player and head coach, a guy that maybe never really lived up to his full potential, when we lost Michael Ray Richardson. You know, Richardson was a Denver native. He played his college basketball for the Montana Grizzlies, and he was the fourth overall pick in 1978. He played in the NBA for 8 years with the New York Knicks, Golden State Warriors, and New Jersey Nets, and he was a four-time All-Star. But in 86, Michael Ray was banned for life by then-NBA Commissioner David Stern because he tested positive for cocaine 3 times in 3 seasons. He was the first active NBA player to be banned by the league. On November 14th, we lost one of those dinosaurs from the NFL when we lost big-hitting safety, former Seattle Seahawk Kenny Easley. Easley played college football for the UCLA Bruins and was a 3-time All-American. He was selected by the Seahawks in the first round of the 81 draft. Nicknamed the Enforcer, Kenny Easley has been considered one of the greatest defensive backs of his era. On November 27th, we lost golfer Fuzzy Zeller. Zeller was an American professional golfer who won 10 PGA Tour events, including 2 majors. He won the 79 Masters Tournament and became the third golfer to win in his first appearance ever in the event. He also won the 84 U.S. Open. We finish up in the month of December, where on the 1st of December, we lost former American professional basketball player Eldon Campbell. Campbell played in the NBA from 90 until 2005, primarily with the Los Angeles Lakers. He had played his college ball at Clemson and was an honorable mention All-American in 1990. Campbell was selected by the Lakers in the first round of the 1990 draft, and he spent his first 9 years with the Lakers and the rest with various other teams. He won an NBA title with the Detroit Pistons in 2004, but Campbell accidentally drowned while fishing at the age of 57. On December 12th, we lost former American football player and head coach Mike White. Mike White had 16 years experience as a head coach. He coached at Cal Berkeley, the University of Illinois, and you might remember him briefly coaching with the Oakland Raiders in 95 and 96. On December 15th, we lost former South Carolina quarterback Steve Tannehill. Tannehill is most known for being the star quarterback of the University of South Carolina Gamecocks from 92 to 95, where he broke the school record for passing touchdowns, and he led the school to their first ever bowl victory, a 1995 CarQuest Bowl win. He was also primarily known for having a mullet so glorious that you had to call it a mullet. In 2006, Tannehill was inducted into the University of South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. He actually spent more than a decade coaching multiple South Carolina high schools and won several state titles. We finish up on December 18th with a former American professional stock car racing driver when we lost Greg Biffle. Greg Biffle began his NASCAR career back in 95 and was the first of just 3 drivers that have won a championship in both the Busch Series and the Craftsman Truck Series. But Biffle was killed in an airplane crash in Statesville, North Carolina on December 18th, along with all the other passengers and crew on the plane, which included his wife and children. A very sad one to end up with there. But we lost Greg Biffle at the age of 55. Now again, like I said, this wasn't meant to be a sad podcast. This wasn't meant to be anything that brought you down. It was just meant to kind of remind you of some of the people that we did lose in the year 2025 and kind of remember some of the accomplishments that they did contribute to the world of sports. Hey, next week on The Dose, we will be jumping into the year 2026 by updating all that is going on in that college football playoff and by getting you ready for those NFL playoffs, which are on the horizon as we speak. So be sure you check out The Dose next week and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to The Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, and for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to Jess P. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, and have a very safe and a very happy new year.
Vaughn, a juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his major league debut.